Now, if you were listening to the show yesterday, you remember we were talking about the alphabet sandwich.
Yes.
That's the alphabet song. The alphabet sandwich, which basically was a brainwave of a guy called Nick Chipman. He's on the phone now. Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm not too bad. So whereabouts, well, where are you from and where are you today?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the United States. So it's pretty early here right now.
What time is it for you?
What was that?
What time is it for you right now?
6:40 in the morning.
Wow.
So we have you about a bit early. Good.
Oh, that's fine.
It'll be good for you. So listen, you started off the Mac Everything, first of all, which was the ultimate McDonald's burger. Then you moved on now to the Alphabet Sandwich. What made you dream up the idea of the Alphabet Sandwich?
I wish I had some awesome answer for you guys, but I kind of just thought it would be funny to try to come up with, you know, a sandwich with 26 different toppings, one for each letter of the alphabet. Because you start thinking about it, and some are easy, but then you're like, man, what would I use for Y? What about, are there even foods that start with X, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fun little thing.
And how long did it actually take you to come up with everything? Like, were you managed straight away? Did you use the internet to kind of help you?
For a couple letters, yeah. Otherwise, I just kind of started going through my refrigerator and cupboards and freezer and just finding stuff. And then I ended up having to go to the grocery store for, I think, like the last four or five things. But besides from that, I started going through food and keeping a list.
Because I see that actually the X that you chose is actually xylocarp, and then it's just in brackets is a coconut.
Yeah, apparently it's like the definition is it's a wooded fruit that grows on trees, which is basically a coconut. So,
and Nick, were you conscious of making this sandwich taste nice at all, or was that not part of the plan? Did it not matter?
I mean, when you're throwing in 26 random things, there's a pretty slim chance it's going to taste really good. You know, there's going to be some things in there that don't go together, so I wasn't really too worried about that.
Yeah, the crispy creme donuts mixed with the jalapeno peppers with the fish sticks. I don't know if that... Did you eat this sandwich? Did you bite into it?
I couldn't eat it as a whole, obviously. Like, it was an awesome idea, but as a sandwich, it wasn't really too functional since it was pretty tall. But I kind of disassembled it and then ate it throughout the course of the day.
Have you got much publicity from it? Was that the plan all along?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been all over the place. It was all over the radio here. Obviously, I'm talking to you guys over in Ireland, which is awesome. So, yeah it's been all over.
Well, joining me right now at the magic of live radio, we decided to get a top Irish TV chef. Her name is Clodagh McKenna. She's literally walked into the studio as we speak, Nick. And what the challenge we put to her was to see if she could create her own version of the alphabet sandwich. However, with superfoods, with a healthy version, if that's okay with you.
With 26 different toppings, can they even be healthy? Well,
here we go. Clodagh, say hello to Nick.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I just have to say congratulations. I mean, we are all the way over here in Ireland and we are talking about your alphabet sandwich. So it's a success that way, right?
Yeah.
Nick,
I'm excited to see yours.
Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
I was just saying, I'm excited to see the sandwich that you come up with.
Well, she actually has, obviously I'll let Clodagh explain, but right in front of us now we have an amazing looking, very healthy version, very small compared to the 2 foot in height one you posted. But it looks pretty impressive. We're going to put it up on our Twitter and our Facebook and stuff like that, all social media. But Clodagh, tell us, what did you put in it?
Okay, well anyhow, Nick, thank you for the inspiration and the challenge.
Oh, no problem.
A fabulous idea. So really, when I left here yesterday, I went back into the kitchen with the chefs. The chefs were, I thought that they were going to be like, oh God, they were so excited. So big shout out to Georgie and Michael, who were brilliant yesterday. And we basically made, you know, we cook kind of quite healthy food inside in my restaurant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of more into kind of healthy versions. So what we did is I decided I wanted to try to do a superfood one. So we basically picked all the vegetables. So do you want to kind of
absolutely, Clodagh. We need to know.
Okay.
Well, Nick's given us a very in detail rundown of what he put in. So we want to know now. I think he just grabbed whatever he could. We want to know what you put in.
Well, yours looks fantastic. Mine does look like it's a wrap.
It looks gorgeous, though.
Okay, so here we go. Number one, avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Beetroot.
Mm.
Chicken.
Lovely.
Dry chilli. English mustard. Fennel. Garlic. Herbs, iceberg lettuce, jerk seasoning for my chicken, kale, which is a fabulous superfood, lemon, mayonnaise, nuts, which I'd use pine nuts actually and crush them up, onion, paprika, again, what I put in with my little sauce dip for my wrap.
Lovely.
Where am I? Paprika.
Let me take a selfie.
Quinoa.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't know where that
the computer has a mind. I want to take a selfie with the sandwich.
What was that?
Sorry, Clona. Okay, you're on cue.
That was Nick last night. Or playback on his phone. Anyhow, so quinoa, radishes, spinach, tomato, udo oil.
Oh, okay.
I only put a drop into it, so I'd be interested to know if you taste it or not, which is so good for your skin, etc.
Lovely.
A little bit of vegetable oil, because I need the vegetable oil actually just to bring, just to put a little bit of moisture in the lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Watercress, which is in season at the moment. And then I nicked your one.
Oh, did you go for xylocarp?
Yeah, I did.
It's not easy to find an X food, you know?
Say it again. It was difficult, yeah.
It's not easy, yeah, it's difficult.
I went to my restaurant's in Black Rock, and I went around to, there's loads of small little stores, the health shops and everything. I went to every one of them. And anyhow, so thanks for that, Nick. Yogurt.
You're welcome.
Yogurt and zest of lime.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. Nick, any objections or are you impressed?
That actually sounds really good. I would definitely, that seems more functional as a sandwich than mine.
Oh, thank you.
I feel so bad for Nick.
I sent you the recipe.
Yeah, send the recipe because you're definitely going to want to make this, Nick. I feel bad, but we're going to eat it on your behalf, okay?
We're going to taste it.
Oh, you're going to taste
I'm
it.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
We could post it to you, but it might be out of date when it gets there. Listen, Nick, thank you very much for your call. I'm well done. What a great idea. We've Claude here. We're going to continue to speak with her. And thanks a million for your call.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And well, and the next idea you come up with, make sure you get in contact with us again.
Yeah, I will do that. All right, have a good rest of your day.
Cheers, Nick.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye.
We better let Nick go back to bed. It's like 6 a.m. or something over there. God love him.
Clona, I'm very impressed.
This looks fantastic. I was expecting this doorstep to arrive in. This looks amazing.
Oh, thank you. And Sam, I did it with it's red in colour, sun-dried tomato red wrap. Yeah. Which is lovely and it's
gorgeous.
Got a lovely taste. Everything.
What's the dip, by the way?
Yeah, so the dip anyhow is yogurt and mayonnaise mixed together.
Okay.
So it's low-fat mayonnaise.
Okay.
And it's organic Glenisk yogurt, Irish, mixed together and a little bit of jerk seasoning in it as well. So it's kind of spicy, a little bit of lemon in it. And so you're going to dip that into it and then have your sandwich. But it's so good for you. It's so low in fat. It's kind of seasonal as well because it's beetroot in it and fennel. And
gorgeous.
Could this be on the menu? Genuinely question. Could you put this on the menu? Would it sell, do you think?
Yes. And if I get enough requests after the show to put on the menu, I'll put it on as the Nicky Byrne Alphabet Wrap Special the whole weekend in All Clodagh's Kitchen.
Okay.
Listen, the proof is in the pudding.
Okay. We're going to taste.
Yes, may
Let's
I try?
Fly into it.
This, oh my God, this looks amazing. Amazing. Okay.
You want a dip?
Oh, I'll give it a dip, yes. Then I get the full alphabet in. Okay, lovely. Nicky, you better grab yours.
You're making me hungry with all this lovely.
Oh, wow.
Okay, grab this one. Oh, we have the little sticks in it as well. I love it. I didn't get any dip.
I know, I'm going to pass you over your dip.
Okay, don't spill it on the computer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we're back again.
I know you should probably never eat on radio. It's not exactly, it's more of a visual thing.
It's nearly lunchtime, everyone's going
to
be starving.
Trust me, this is to die for.
Oh,
it's
good.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, well, thanks again to the chefs for in Clodagh's Kitchen for pulling in and helping me with it.
No, genuinely, that's lovely.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh. How much would it retail for?
We'll talk about that.
Well, we're on the spot now. On the spot.
Well, listen, before we go.
Thank you.
Clona, thanks for coming in. But I did a bit of research myself.
You're going to love this.
And I decided, well, this has got to go along with it. Have a listen to this.
E is for apple. B is for beans. C is for cookies. D is for donuts.
We probably should have given this to you yesterday. It might have helped.
That's so
It's
cute.
The alphabet food song. Listen.
G is for grapes. H is for hamburger. I is for Italian food.
My producer's telling me to wrap it up. This is not what we want to play. Wrap it up, yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for the challenge.
Clona, thanks for coming.
Can I say my favourite part of that song is just it's slightly off key.
Yeah.
That's really the best bit of it. I'm not going to. Sorry, I nearly said. No.
Excuse me.
Nothing.
What were you saying?
Thank you for the wrap, Clona.
Can I just say, Clona, your wrap tastes way nicer than Jenny's Club sandwich.
It does.